Well, Todd Myers left me a very nice phone message, which we wanted to share with you earlier today. We did. Of course, being a cynic, I said, I think he just wanted to get invited to the party, the Carlson retirement party. But who knew that we also had him booked as a guest to be on today's show? Because we have a very interesting developing story about how Canada, which is widely perceived, correctly so, as politically progressive, liberally inclined, just dropped their carbon tax. In other words, the same type of tax that was enacted by the Climate Commitment Act, crusaded for by Jay Inslee, Canada just got rid of. The not just the province of British Columbia, all across the country with their new premier, Prime Minister Mark Carney. Anyway, let's talk to Todd Myers, who's been watching this, actually brought it to my attention, and find out what the result has been at the gas pump for Canadians who are lining up for petrol. All right. Todd Myers, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And I would love to be at your party, but I will say, in my experience, parties have bouncers because of people like me. They're designed to keep people like me out.
Well, actually, the bouncers are there because of young Zach. But assuming that he behaves, we are looking forward to seeing him, and it would be great to see you, too. You guys have been part of the success of this show, as you know. So anyway, putting that aside for a moment, let's focus on what Canada just did. They just dropped the very type of carbon tax that we have here in Washington.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. As you know, Justin Trudeau, the longtime premier of the Prime Minister of Canada, retired. And so in his place, they have a new prime minister from the same party, and he called a snap election for later this month. And one of the first things he did to try to improve his chances of getting elected is to eliminate the federal carbon tax, which is about 70 cents a gallon. So really expensive. And if you remember last year when we were debating the CO2 tax in Washington State, and we've talked about this before, we had people like Rachel Smith, who's the head of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, and others claiming that the CO2 tax didn't raise gas prices, and then going on to say that if we got rid of the CO2 tax, it didn't necessarily mean that gas prices would go down. Now, of course, the laws of economics are real. And when you reduce taxes, prices go down because there's competition and nobody wants to be, you know, leave their prices high when their competitors are dropping them. And guess what has happened? So this happened April 1st is when they got eliminated the carbon tax. And in just the first 2 days, gas prices in Canada went down by more than 50 cents a gallon.
Whoa, 50 cents a gallon drop 48 hours after they got rid of their carbon tax?
That's right. Now, it takes, you know, my guess is that it will get close to the full amount, if not reach the full amount, over a few days, because it takes time for taxes to filter through the system, for, you know, current inventories to be sold and things like that. So we will probably see it continue to go down until it reaches somewhere close to that. But, you know, politicians always like to tell us that, don't worry, you know, if we put taxes on things, or like we did in the CO2 tax, it won't hit you, right? When Jay Inslee said, you know, it's only going to be pennies. But the laws of economics, you know, are pretty consistent. They work. And we've seen that once again in Canada, and we've seen that the promises that were made by the politicians in Washington about what would be the impact just turned out to be completely false.
By the way, I think Jay Inslee flunked economics when he was in school, which would explain why he went into politics. But anyway, this is a very interesting and revealing and insightful observation that you've made here, Todd.
This is going to have minimal impact, if any, pennies. We're talking about pennies, potentially. Not all of this would be passed off to the consumers, and what they would be pennies.
Yeah, well, apparently it's, so far, 50 pennies per gallon in Canada. Oh, my goodness. Okay, by the way, there's no way I'm going to let you go without talking to you about the transportation program that, you know, we're focused on the wealth tax, the backdoor income tax that would be collected by employers instead of employees, the massive increase in property tax revenue collections authorized by the legislature. Separately, being overshadowed by all this is a pair of proposals, one of which raises the gas tax in Washington 6 cents, another which raises it 9 cents, and then indexes it for inflation so that it will go up perpetually, but no one will be voting for it year after year. It just goes up automatically. Your take, Todd Myers.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. First, as compared to the CO2 tax, the problem with, you know, there's many problems with the CO2 tax, but one of the big problems is that it just goes into the general fund. Government can spend it however they want. And as we have pointed out again and again, they waste a huge amount of money on things that simply don't work, subsidizing electric vehicles for the wealthy and doing a lot of, and, you know, expanding government. But a gas tax, though, at least in Washington state, is that it's protected by the 18th Amendment to the Constitution that says that it must be used for roads, road maintenance, road building, things like that, and other, similar uses. You can't use it for, you know, transit and stuff like that. So that is one benefit, is that at least we know where it's going. The problem is that the money is very badly wasted. Washington will have, I think we have the third or fourth highest gas tax already in the country, and this will put us either first or second. And so what do we get for it? Well, what the data, nationwide data shows, is that we have some of the worst roads in the country. So why is it that we have the highest, some of the highest gas taxes and some of the worst roads in the country? And that is because we have all sorts of rules and regulations that make road construction and maintenance very expensive and very difficult. And there is just a bias from legislators, you know, governors, the Department of Transportation, against road construction. We literally have a goal in the state to reduce vehicle miles traveled, to make people drive less. Now, nominally, what they say is, well, that's because we want to help the environment. But if you have electric vehicles, it doesn't matter how many miles you drive. They just want to control. They just think it is a good thing to reduce the amount of mobility that people have.
Yeah.
So in one way, the gas tax is better than the CO2 tax because at least it goes to something that people want. But in another way, it is not achieving the goals. What are we getting for it? And we are not getting what we pay for.
No, that, again, is something I brought up last week with a visiting legislator. How is it that we can have, we constantly show up on these lists, 47th, 48th among the 50 states in road quality, and then here we are with the second or third largest, highest gas tax in the country. And, of course, they say, well, gas taxes aren't the only way that roads are financed. No, but they're the major way.
Yeah.
So there should...
Yeah, absolutely.
You shouldn't have that kind of disconnect. High gas prices, terrible roads. But yet we see this all the time. So
yeah, and it's, you know, it's a trend that we see, and it's not just in roads, it's in lots of other areas, which is that anytime we raise taxes, anytime we try to address, you know, purportedly address a problem, the first cut of money goes to government, right? You have seen that with homelessness in King County and the state, huge amounts of money for bureaucracy, for, you know, salaries, for government salaries, and much less for, you know, actual people who are homeless. You see this in climate change. You know, I was going through the budget line by line, and again, the programs that are funded are more planning, more, you know, research, more studies, more
bureaucracy,
more hiring of bureaucracy. It's like, okay, so where's the money for actually solving the problem, actually reducing CO2 emissions, which we are told are an existential crisis? And I think that there is just a mindset that adding more bureaucracy in and of itself is a good thing. And, you know, we'll get to the actual solving the problem later.
Todd Myers, great having you on this program all these years. And we look forward to you continuing to be on KVI after I am not. So thank you.
You will be missed. I will miss coming on with you, but I am certain that I will see you around. You're going to continue to do wonderful things, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you, Todd. That's Todd Myers on the John Carlson Show. If you want to see more of Todd's work, and you should want to see more of his work, just go to washingtonpolicy.org. It's washingtonpolicy.org.